Advent is upon us. Next weekend, we begin in a focused way our preparations for the coming of Christ. The color changes to purple, signifying penance and preparation. We light the candles of the Advent wreath to remind us both of the eternal God as well as his imminence among us. And of course, we read from sacred scripture some of the many prophecies of the coming Messiah, Savior, and King. We are reminded and confirmed in our faith that Jesus is the fulfillment of these prophecies. Jesus is the King of the Jews. And yet we know that not all Jews at the time of Jesus believed Jesus was the King. Why? What was keeping them from following Jesus as King, the King from the line of David? The genealogies were proclaimed. He was indeed born in the city of David, Bethlehem. He was proclaimed as the Lamb of God who would bring salvation. He performed miracles and had knowledge which only God could have and do. And he himself proclaimed his divinity. With so much evidence, how could it be denied that Jesus was indeed the King, the Savior, and mighty God? It was because of what was seen as weakness. If Jesus was the King, why was he so weak? They wanted a Savior that would do for them what had been done at the time of Exodus, freedom from the Egyptians by great power and might. So too to be freed from the power of the Romans in the same way. They wanted to become a mighty empire under the new king, just as David had done for the Israelites, to command armies against their enemies. Yet this Jesus chose fishermen, tax collectors, and sinners, not those of military might or influence, not even those who were learned in the law and the prophets. Jesus associated with the poor, the outcast, and sinners. Lastly, as we see in the mockery of his crucifixion, he was defeated. He didn't fight back against the adversary. He was killed. Jesus was too weak to be the King of the Jews. He was too weak to be the king they were waiting for. Yet, many Jews did follow Jesus into Christianity, the fulfillment of Judaism. Why would that be? Not because he was weak, but in fact because he was the strong king and the Messiah that they were waiting for. The battle wasn't against human forces, you see, but the devil. The oppression and slavery that he would bring freedom from wasn't from the Romans or other nations, but sin. He did, in fact, and does have an army of warriors, the angels, who are at our side fighting against the forces of Satan. The men he chose as apostles would, through their weakness, show forth the power of Christ, precisely because in their own power and strength, they had so very little. Christ's association with the poor showed us that clinging to riches as all in all would keep us as slaves to sin. But in using our riches to help those who were less fortunate would bring us that freedom which we desire. And it is by his death that sin and eternal death are finally defeated. So what appeared to be the greatest moment of weakness was in fact the killing blow against Satan. On this solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, do we accept Jesus as our King? Or do we, like the Jews, not accept him because of weakness? Do we also reject him because of the weakness we perceive? We know Jesus told us that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink, and that if we do not eat his flesh and drink his blood, we have no life within us. We also know that Jesus gave us his flesh to eat. He gave this authority to the apostles. Take and eat. This is my body. Do it in memory of me. And yet, we reject it. Because how can this bread really be Jesus? We don't see God's power. We only see the weakness. We know that Jesus gave his apostles the authority to forgive sins and the power of the Holy Spirit to do it. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. And we know that there is no other words from Jesus that tell us how our sins are to be forgiven. And yet, we don't believe. We reject it. Because how can God's forgiveness come to us through priests? We don't see God's power. We only see weakness. And we know that Jesus' final words to his apostles are, "Go into the whole world, baptizing nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you." We know that he told us we must be born again by water and the Spirit, or we will not inherit eternal life. We know this, yet we reject baptism as necessary. Or we say to our children, "You can choose when you're older," and yet at the same time we don't teach them to observe all that the Lord has commanded us. We know this, but we reject it because we don't think God would give us so much responsibility in the mission of salvation. We don't see God's power. We only see weakness. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is indeed all-powerful. He is King. He is God. His power shows forth through weakness, because great love can only appear if there's great vulnerability. The Lord's love and power are seen fully through the sacraments. Come to know the powerful God who appears to us in weakness. Just as the good thief did and as he died upon the cross, let us hand everything over to Christ. Let us give our weakness to the weakness of Christ. Through his church, through the cross, through the sacraments, so that the fullness of Christ's power may transform each of us. May transform each of us to follow with our whole hearts the true King, Jesus Christ, our Lord and God.